Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction series. It deals with adult themes, including issues related to crime, violence, and gang culture. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
Get down, Philip! Salim, get down! They're trying to kill me, Jamil!
What?
Us! They are trying to kill us! Jamil, help!
Amy!
Mom, where's Dad's gun?
Stay on the floor, Salim, they might come back.
Let him come back! I'm gonna kill these fucking dogs! The gun, Mom, where is it?
Don't move, Salim!
Amy, what is happening?
We're okay. They've gone. Why were they shooting at our home, Jamil? Our son? We need to get the hell out of here tonight.
I'm on my way, Amy, okay? Listen to me. You just lay low. I'll be there soon, okay?
Did you hear me, Jamil? We need to leave. I can't live like this. I knew your family would drag us into...
Amy, but it was just a warning. Okay, they're trying to send me a message, that's all. They're not going to hurt you, I promise.
You promise? Are you insane? We have just been shot at and you don't even know who they are,
you
Jamil.
You can't talk about this on the phone.
Oh, of course. Your family nearly gets killed and you can't even talk on the phone because you have a fucking job that you don't even... You know what? Forget it. I'm done. If you don't leave this life, Jamil, I'm leaving you.
Oh, you can't be serious, Amy, okay? You want me to choose between you and my blood?
Salim is your blood. I'm taking him to my parents' house. Call me when you're ready to put this family first.
Amy, don't you...
Salim, get your bags. We're going.
That's your dad, cuz. He's on the way.
You're not carrying, are you, Maui? Cops will be here soon.
Nah, cuz. I left it at home because you like your car clean, remember? Fuck. Did a number on your house, huh?
Yeah. Shots were a spray, though. Just... sending a message. You know, I heard a defense lawyer argue that once. Oh, they weren't trying to kill Your Honor, they were just sending a message.
It's a creepy feeling, huh? Seeing your place torn up like this.
They could have killed my family tonight, Maui.
Exactly, cuz. That's all we have to hit back now.
Jamil, is he alive? My grandson, where is he?
Baba, yeah, everyone's safe.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Amy's taking Salim to her parents. And, I could have lost them both, Baba. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
See what happens when you don't strike first? I told you this was going to happen.
I know. What do I do?
You're going to find them. You're going to put holes in all their fucking heads.
Baba, no. I told you, no bloodshed. I don't want a war.
Let me do it, cuz. Just give me the order, then you don't have to get involved.
They came for your son, Jamil. So you're going to play them at their own game and send them to bury one of their sons.
I'll make a plan.
Come on, Jamil, where are you? Why aren't you calling?
Amy, love, why don't you come here and eat something with me?
Her hands are still shaking, David. Leave her be.
The food looks real good, Nan.
Thanks, Salim. Now eat up, sweetheart. It'll help with the shock.
I just can't believe what happened.
Well, I hate to say it, but I told you that family was going to bring you nothing but trouble, Amy. For God's sake, they're all over the paper every second day of the week. Look at this. Hark's linked to drug feud. Mm. Communities afraid as Hark's terrorise the street.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, every single headline.
David, seriously enough.
You said yourself that Harun was reckless and violent, Amy. And now look what's happened to him. And worse, how his actions are affecting you and your son.
Don't talk about my family like that, Pop.
It's the Huck family that are the problem, Dad, not Jamil.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even want to be a part of this stupid lifestyle anymore. Oh, he said he's getting out.
Oh, he did he? Look, Amy, I've said it before and I will say it again.
Jesus, David. Just stop.
No, Bess, he needs to hear it. Amy, he will never leave that life unless it's in a body bag.
What?
Take Salim and get out of here. I'll give you money to start fresh.
Jesus Christ. Just let it go, Dad.
Ah, speak of the devil. Turn it up, Beth.
Shooting death of crime boss Harun Huck 4 days ago. Huck's murder has sparked fears of retaliation, and police believe we may be on the verge of a gangland war. No suspects have been arrested, but Middle Eastern gang robbery.
Turn it off, Mum.
It's thought to be the core.
God, half this stuff is made up. And the media love it too, because they know it sells. Jamil isn't like that.
We're just trying to help.
But he's my husband.
Amy. You know as soon as violence is involved, it's time to get out, even if you love him. You know they're all dangerous. It's only a matter of time before something worse happens to you and Salim. You just got lucky tonight.
It's starting to sound like you think we're all the same, Nan.
Oh, Salim.
Who's we?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Salim, cut it out.
No, I'm curious now. Who's we, Salim?
You don't know what it's like to have your country torn by war, okay? How it feels to walk around here and have people cross the road because you've got brown skin.
Your country? Give it a rest, Salim, for Christ's sake. You were born here. Your grandparents are Aussies and your mum's an Aussie, so that makes you at least half Aussie. I hate to break it to you, kid, but you got no idea what life is like in the Middle East.
David.
Our army tried to help.
Oh, yeah, because the West really cares when they bomb the shit out of the place, right?
Oh.
It's like Uncle Harun used to say, if we don't look like them, they don't care. And if it doesn't make dollars, then it doesn't make sense.
All right, pretty sure that's from a rap song, Salim. Dad, just cool it. You know Salim looked up to his uncle.
Honestly, what was there to look up to?
Harun always had my back.
Oh, yeah?
You wouldn't get it.
Salim.
Because, no, because you're white.
Yeah, well, look where Harun's lifestyle got him. Bent over a bloody rubbish bin with a couple of bullets in his head.
He was a hero!
Don't be stupid, kid. You're no gangster. And at this rate, you're going to find out the hard way when your so-called mates are kicking your teeth in. Then you'll be wishing for the police and every other bit of safety this country has gifted you.
Dad, stop!
Whatever, I can't eat with a racist. I'm out.
Salim!
Let him go. He needs to grow up.
What happened to him, Amy? I told you he should have gone to school here. Growing up in a good community with sensible role models. We even offered to pay for it.
So this is my fault, is it, Mum?
That's not what I'm saying. It's that family. They're dangerous.
Jamil's not like that.
Well, you made your bed, Amy. And if you decide you still want to lay in it, then I'm afraid we'll have to distance ourselves from you for our own safety.
Jesus, Dad, give it a rest.
You want a smoke or something, Maui? I need it after what my old man said.
Sure, you're back on the hashish? Your missus now?
I feel like I earned this one. Anyway, Amy decided she didn't want me to come to her parents tonight, so yeah, I'm free to do what I want.
Who's that, cuz?
It's one of the boys. Sent me a TikTok. One of the young Farooks. Like, what is this?
Who are they, Jamil?
Looks like a barbecue somewhere.
You're fucking celebrating, cuz?
Yeah, burning us. Celebrating Harun's death. They're showing their hand to the whole world. What?
Yalla, I think I know where that place is. Let's go pay him a visit right now.
No, Maui, just relax. Just wait. Let me think for a second.
They can't get away with showing disrespect like this,
Jamil. I said relax. All right, let's call a meeting, yeah? Somewhere neutral like the shisha spot in Clarkville.
A meeting? What are we, the fucking United Nations? Jamil, They shot up your fucking house. Doesn't that make you want revenge? We're the Hark family cars. We strike first. Let's go get him and show him who's the boss.
This is going to get out of control if we just start shooting at the Maui. I'm trying to keep my family safe.
We've got to get that, cuz. But you've also got your other family, the Huck crew. And you've got a duty to them, to your brother.
You're right, mate. Let's go.
That's it, cuz. Yalla, let's go pay those Farouk dogs a visit. I'll start loading the car.
You ready, Maui?
Just loaded the shotties and we're good to go, cuz.
And they're stashed in the panel, yeah?
Come on, cuz, are you for real? This isn't my first job.
Good, good. What now?
Jamil, Mohammed, can you step out of the vehicle, please? We're going to search you both. I'm sure you won't mind. O'Brien, you search Mohammed over there. I'll search Jamil in the car.
Out of the vehicle, Mohammed.
Look, sure, officer. It's lab at night tonight, huh? You're doing the nightly rounds of Arabs, huh?
Keep your legs spread, mate. Come on. Hands up.
Yeah, you know, all right.
We've been here before.
You haven't done with.
Detective, oh, it's been a little while for you, has it?
Okay. I heard you refused to give a statement to my colleague earlier.
Yeah, well, like I said to him, I've got nothing to say. And I've got no info for you. How about you? Found my brother's killer yet?
I don't have anything concrete yet. I need more time, Jamil. I think the drive-by tonight could be linked. What can you tell me off the record about who shot at your home tonight?
Are you fucking serious? You're asking me about this out here? You're going to blow up for both of us, Detective, if you're not more careful.
Where are you off to at this hour, Mr. Huck?
Ah, I'm off to get a feed, Detective. You know, us Arabs, always eating.
Right, right, yeah. Going to a certain barbecue, perhaps?
I don't know what you're talking about, Detective.
You sure?
Should I be showing up to a barbecue?
Absolutely not.
Why, have you heard something?
Nothing solid, but I worried you might have jumped to conclusions.
Like we're celebrating.
Could have been a birthday, Jamil. Jesus Christ, for everyone's sake, please don't go.
They shot at my house, Detective. My son was home.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm working as fast as I can, Jamil. I'm asking everyone questions, trying to access files I shouldn't be.
Well, clearly you're not trying hard enough, okay? Patience only lasts for so long on the streets, Detective. And if this takes much longer, I might have to send your boss a certain bit of footage of your son. Ah, you wouldn't want that, would you?
Arms up, Mr. Huck.
Okay.
Listen, Jamil, I do have something for you.
What's that?
O'Brien, I'm going to start searching the car now. Can you open the vehicle for me?
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
you want
Huck?
To touch my car now, do you, Detective? Sure. What have you got?
We just got sent this video.
Salim. What, he's running with the Farouks?
Yeah, and the guy next to him, that's Hussein. He's Ali Farouk's nephew. Jamil, what's your son doing with Hussein and a bunch of Farouks?
Well, a few Arab kids together doesn't mean a crime is being committed, Detective.
Don't underestimate these kids, Jamil. They're ruthless. Salim might not realise what he's getting himself into until it's too late.
So that's why you don't want us to go to the barbecue. You're warning us, in case it was a trap.
No, I'm just holding up my end of the deal, Jamil. I tell you what I hear in the station, and you keep the details about my son quiet.
Who else knows about the video?
Only us and the Farouk gang.
I'll keep it that way. Send it to me, I'll handle it.
Okay, sent. And there's one more thing, Jamil.
Yeah, what's that?
We think Salim's been running ice for the Farouks.
Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction podcast written and adapted by Mahmoud Fazal, based on the book The Second Son by Lorraine Peck. Thanks to our series consultants, Danny McCarty, Sarah Malik and Paul Schrage. Gripped Second Son stars
Lincoln Yunus as Jamil Huck,
April Rose Pengilly as Amy Huck,
Alex Donner as Salim Huck,
Wasim Hawat as Maui Huck,
Wadi Donna as Mustafa Haq,
Zoe Karides as Detective Diana McPherson,
Baron Schwert as David,
Nikki Owen as Beth.
Director and Senior Producer, Tina Matalov. Drama producer, Steph Van Schilt. Production assistant, Holly Mitchell. Executive producer and head of factual and drama at Listener Original Podcasts is Jennifer Goggin. Sound design and foley by Matt Nikolic. Audio production, mix and original music by Matt Nikolic. Original music by Vincent Asaf. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing and development, Bob Campbell. Casting, Lee Pickford. Commissioning, John Kelly and Grant Tothill. Gripped Second Son is a co-production between Brighton Media and Listener, recorded in the Listener Audio Drama Studios at SCA Sydney. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to elders past and present.